So last week we saw the unveiling of the absolutely wonderful statue of Max Waters here in Muswellbrook. I want to have a quick word to the artist who was responsible for it because she did a remarkable job. Linda Carfield joins us this morning. Linda, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for the lovely compliment.
Well, it's not just myself, Linda. So many people have commented because a lot of people knew Max in this region and they talk about how incredibly lifelike, how incredibly accurate your statue is for this gentleman.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it because I never actually got to meet him.
So how did you, what were you working from, just photos?
Mainly photos, some video footage as well where he was in the gallery sometimes. But yeah, mainly, and stories that I'd heard about him too, about his character and what he was like.
And you brought out some of that in the statue as well. Could you tell me a little bit about the ice cream container top that he's got in his hand?
Yeah, so he was a bit unconventional as an artist, not a typical artist palette, but he used to use lids of ice cream containers, which I guess does the job, doesn't it?
Definitely.
It's a bit quirky.
It most definitely was. And also in his pocket, what is it in his top left pocket?
So there his glasses. He used to put his glasses in his pocket. I believe he's got a pen as well. And then, yeah, so one of the chains I put also around his neck that he always used to wear.
How long did it take you to create the piece?
That was almost, actually, it was most part of the year. So, yeah, all during the lockdowns, I was creating the statue.
Well, we certainly appreciate the effort that went into it because, as we say, it's remarkable. Have you ever had the opportunity to do a statue, do a piece of art about another artist before?
No, I haven't. And that's why I particularly like this one, because I can relate to it. You know, I absolutely understand what he is trying to do as an artist and what his life must be like. So I actually really like this one.
Well, he's truly beloved and he's left a wonderful legacy, which continues with the fantastic statue that you created for us. Linda Clarfield, again, well done, and thank you for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you so much.